Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a Getaway Friday, July the 1st, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 81 degrees and partly sunny skies. Now, Angie will be with me tonight. She had to run an errand very quickly over at the fairgrounds as everybody gears up for the Marion County Fair, but she will be with me before the program. Probably sometime this hour she'll join us, and for the second hour as well. Kind of went off the air this morning and kind of a blur. Do want to let everybody know that Sarah was the winner this morning of the large pizza from Pizza Hut. It's a free large pizza up to three toppings or specialty from Pizza Hut. It's good through the end of the year, December 31st. So, Sarah, if you're out there listening, did you hear that you won? And number two, we've got to set up how you're going to pick this up. Do you want me to take it to the studio so you can pick it up on Monday when Linda's there? Well, Monday on the 4th, I actually don't know if anybody will be at the studio, the 4th of July. But I can take it to the fair if you're going to be at the fair. You can pick it up there. The plan is right now to broadcast live from the fair. But as I said, it's always a little bit of a tricky thing. So if you tune in Monday morning, and for whatever reason, it's a repeat playing or dead air or something, just means we're having technical difficulties over at the fair. So stay with us, and we'll get it worked out, hopefully. All right. Red, White, and Boom tonight in Columbus. I think they're all going to get rained on down there. But Sarah, let me know. Give me a call if you're out there listening. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, because you were the winner of the Pizza Hut large pizza. Now, there is a correction that I do want to make, because I've been announcing the fair next week, that Monday and Tuesday's harness racing at 11 a.m. Monday, there's a band at 7:30 and fireworks at 10. Tuesday, tough truck, 7:30. Wednesday's the rodeo at 7:30. Thursday's the tractor pull at 7:30. Friday's the truck pull at 7:30. And Saturday's the demo derby and figure eight at 7:30. Now, what I want to make sure everybody knows is that Friday is Veterans Day, Wednesday is Kids Day, and Tuesday is Senior Citizen Canned Food and Ladies Day. But that is not all day. You don't get in free all day. Tuesday, 8 a.m. until noon, if you bring a can of food or a senior citizen or a lady, you get in free, but only 8 a.m. till noon. Wednesday, July 6th, 8 a.m. until noon, if you're a kid 12 years of age and younger, and that's 8 a.m. until noon. Now, the rides open at 10 a.m. on that day. The other days, the rides open at noon. And Friday, July the 8th, 8 a.m. until noon, if you're a veteran, you're admitted free. And admission per person at the gate is $8. So that's what you'll save if you go early that day. And there is no readmittance. If you leave and you're one of those things, veteran, canned food, lady, you can't get readmitted. So that is the update on that. And I thank Jeannie for pointing that out in the fair book. I had not gone through it to see all that, but now you know. Go ahead, caller.
Hello from Western Land.
Hey, you won today. Did you hear that you won?
I know. Winner, winner, pizza dinner.
I know. Did you hear that you had won?
Yes, I was tickled pink. I'm like, I only got in one time.
No, I think you got in twice.
Was it twice?
I think it was twice.
It wasn't that much.
It just goes to show you. It's not the number of times. It's just the luck of the draw.
Well, I was thinking about going to the fair. and I thought maybe you could help me out.
Well, how's that?
Well, you said that you get in free for Ladies' Day.
Yeah, Tuesday.
In these modern times that we're living in, can you really define what is a lady?
I think you can. Well, you know, there was a whole thing.
Is that a woman? And if so, what's a woman?
Well, did you hear the conversation the other day between Glenn and Dr. Feynman about a girl and a lady and a woman?
No, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
This was a wild and crazy week, and it ended the same way. We were so busy working with him.
Now, Tuesday is also Canned Food Day. Now, that's one of my favorites, because all you have to do is bring a can of anything. You can bring a 39-cent...
That sounds safe. I mean, none of us are sure what a man or a woman is, but I'm pretty sure I could identify a can of corn.
And that's also Senior Citizens Day. They crammed all of them in there that day. But I just grab something old on my shelf and take it in.
Something that looks like... Someone wants, like,
well, yeah, because, I mean, they don't
that's
spoil.
The spirit, Scott.
Well, you know, I'm
yeah,
a giver.
That way, when people, when friends like me go to Japan, they're like, oh, thanks a lot, Scott. You're busy at home eating the ravioli.
No, I'm a giver. But, yeah, it's
I'm
all,
a taker.
As Jeannie pointed out to me, it's only 8 a.m. until noon, though. Now, that is odd, because it doesn't say that on the front of the fare book, which is what I've been reading, but apparently that's the deal. 8 a.m. until noon.
And then, so after that, then you would have to pay full price?
Yeah, which is $8.
Okay, and then if you leave, did I hear you say that you have to pay to get back in?
Yeah, if you leave, there is no readmittance. But if you stay, you're good.
Well, I like the fair and everything, but if all you really want is to just keep off and went over there and get a sandwich, I don't want to have to pay, like, $2 to park, $8 to get in, $8 for the sandwich. Like, I don't want to have to pay $6 for a sandwich. You know what I mean?
I don't remember there be... Now, maybe there is paid parking. I guess I've never paid to park, because I get there so early. You know, I get there really before the fair gets kicking at 7:30. So I can't remember anybody charging me to park, but I don't know. I have you ever been charged to park at the fair?
It's been so many years since I've been over there.
Well, if you come on Tuesday, you could bring the whole family. And just...
I gotta work.
Well, what kind of kick in the pants is that?
Yeah, that's called reality.
Well, you're off Monday, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
Well, there you go. You can come over on the 4th, and I'll have the pizza coupon waiting for you.
Let's just say, hypothetically, I get lazy and I don't make it off the couch on Monday. When would be my next opportunity to get my pizza?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, because I think Linda will be at the studio on Tuesday, and I think, but she leaves at 5, and I know that I believe the guys on Wednesday are doing their show from the fair.
So then this comes, I'll have to give it some time next week then. Not
yeah,
week,
if we can coordinate a time, I mean, I'll be glad to leave it at the station, you know. But hypothetically, on Tuesday, if you were going to pick it up, what time do you think you would be at the station?
I could be there. It might be like 5 after 5, but I usually don't clock out till 5, but I'm right around the corner.
So like 5 after 5?
Yeah, I could probably be there by about 5 after.
Well, I would think that Tuesday we could arrange something that somebody between 5 and 5:20 could be there if we know you're coming.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make it for Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah, because I have to go over on Sunday. So I'll leave it there on Sunday, and that way, I think Linda will just be finishing up her show. I can't imagine she runs out the door that quick. Maybe I'll just see if Linda can stay over an extra 10 minutes.
When do you go back to the studio?
Well, it should be the following week, because I have my final appointment this coming Thursday. So I think, as far as I know, it'll be the following week.
Oh, that's good.
What in the world will I do when I can't just walk into another room and start doing the show?
You'll have to get up and put your suit and tie on and get ready for the day.
I know. I'll have to get all dressed up again and drive across town.
No more broadcasting from your insulated pajamas with the insulated seat and munching on your Cheerios with that commercial break.
You know, the good thing is, though, well, I'm a little worried, though, to go back to the studio, to be honest with you, because from what Glenn tells me, because I haven't been over in about 3 weeks, apparently somebody knocked my lights down, and somebody's got the microphones all moved around on the table. Yeah, I don't know what happens when I'm not there, that things just...
Well, when you're always complaining, they won't never take the trash out.
Well, that used to be at the old studio. I have to say at the new studio, I don't think there's been a big issue with that. At the old studio, no, I always took the trash out. But at the new studio, the issue has been, there's like a, I don't know, it. People just leave it as it is. Like, I'll come in the morning and there'll be pens, books will be under microphones, and I don't care if you have to prop a microphone up with a book or something, if you're short or whatever. But why can't you put it back when you leave?
I got no room to talk. I'm a slob.
Well, I don't even know if that's slovenly, you know. And I know if Terry's been there, because whatever he ate's not only on his shirt, but it's all over the table.
Poor Terry.
I'm telling. Have you ever seen him eat?
I don't think I've ever met him ever.
Oh my God! When you, I'm telling you, you need one of those Gallagher plastic things in front of you when he eats.
Oh my God! That's the watermelon.
Oh, it is. It's an, listen, you think it's a joke, but all the people who do that show with him, Pastor Craig and Nate, if they're honest, they will admit whatever he had for lunch is on his shirt. Now, I don't know why that is, but it's, if it was just like once every, you know, 6 months, I would say it's just an accident. It's not like I haven't spilled stuff on my shirt, but it's every time.
Terry, if you're listening, we love you.
Maybe.
Don't pay any attention to
No, I just... Terry does a lot of nice things for me. He dropped off the mail the other day for me. I'm just saying...
Whatever happened to Sean? Did he fall off the face of the earth?
No, I talked to Sean this morning. He just really... You know, he doesn't have a show. And, I really don't know. I mean, he's always welcome. He's always fun to come on the air with. I think since I haven't been there, because most of the time he comes on with me, I think that's probably why he hasn't been on in quite a while. Everybody wants to be around me. What can you expect?
Yeah, what can you say?
What
well, I just tuned in. Is Angie there with you?
No, that's why I'm keeping you on the line, because she had to run an errand over at the fair. So she's going to be here before the show's over, but I'm flying solo right now. So if I don't have somebody on the phone, I'm in trouble.
With the way your head's swelling, let's hope there's room for you and her to the studio by the time she gets back.
No, I don't. Listen, I'm a little nervous Monday morning. When you tune in at 8:15, if it's dead air or a repeat starts playing, you'll know we're having technical difficulties. Because here's the problem. The building we're in does not open until 8 o'clock. So I can't get to the broadcast station until 15 minutes before we go on. So I've got to get it turned on, connected, and ready to go in 15 minutes. So if there is any problem at all, you don't get on time. So that's what I'm telling everybody. If you tune in Monday and you hear that message that it's a replay or something, don't tune away. It just means we're having some kind of technical difficulty, and we'll work it out. Monday will be the worst day.
How long does it normally take you to get all that set up?
Huh?
How long does it normally take you to get all that set up?
Well, usually, like if I'm coming to the same area, it usually takes, you know, maybe 10 minutes. But the problem at the fair is that you don't control, like, the Wi-Fi signal or... You're not walking into the room until 8 o'clock. Like at home, you know, I'm in here ready to go by 7:30. So I got 45 minutes to deal with any problems. Plus, it's a controlled situation, you know. My internet's not going to go down at home unless the whole internet goes down. But at the fair, you don't know. You don't know until you walk in, and then you're on the 15-minute clock to get on the air. So that's why the fair is a little different. Now, hopefully, we won't have any problems. and everything will be okay. But just letting people know in advance that it could happen.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're all pretty understanding. It'll be okay.
Well, see, I don't know what people do on those mornings that I'm not on, and that message comes on, and it says...
Oh, I'm like, all right, back to the 80s.
Well, see, that's what I think people do. So I'm trying to warn people that don't tune away if that happens, because I might be on...
I mean, it depends. Like, if there's one that I really like, I could listen to the Phyllis Diller, turkey thing. I could listen to that over and over and over. So it's one of the funnier ones that I like, but I'm not going to lie. That's kind of like, okay, back to the 80s.
So you're saying that if I stopped doing this show, you would have to, you'd be on the 80s station all the time?
Maybe not all the time, but a lot of the time, probably.
Well, you wouldn't listen to the new guy who took my spot?
It would depend.
I don't know who we'd get to take my spot, to be honest.
Sean.
Yeah, we get Sean in here to do
that. Back by Popular Demand. That could be the name of the show.
What's that?
Back by Popular Demand.
Yeah, there you go. No, this will always be the Now program, but it'll be, you know, it's like today.
You know what I miss? I know you hate crosstalk, so sorry, I just went up to you, but you know what I miss?
What's that?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Or good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon.
You know what? It's interesting you bring that up, because somebody asked me, not about that, but they asked me about heading to the dugout the other day. Where did that come from? And I'll tell you, it's funny because, you know, all things really happen by accident. And the good morning, good morning, good morning, that started at WMRN, because when I started in radio, when you came in, you had the temperature in front of you. You had the time in front of you, and you normally did not have a theme song. You had like a little 10-second da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you were on. So what I was normally doing, why I said good morning three times, was it was giving me time to get the temperature, the weather, the time.
Oh, so you couldn't care less if we were having a good morning. That was merely selfish. You had to get ready.
No, I would have just said it normally. I would have said good morning once, and we'd have been off and running. But it gave me a little stall to get all my information together before I would get started. And heading to the dugout happened because at WMRN as well, you had a hard break. No matter what, you could not delay the top of the hour, no matter what you did. The Fox News was kicking in at the top of the hour, no matter what you did. So if I had a guest on and I couldn't get them to stop talking, and I didn't want to interrupt them, and I needed to get out quick, instead of saying goodbye, thank you for listening, Scott Spears heading for the dugout, doop, I could do that quick, and it would get me to the Fox News at the top of the hour.
I know, there'll be sometimes now when I'm listening to your interviews, and it'll be a couple minutes past the hour, and I'm thinking, he should have been in that dugout.
Yeah, I should have been in that dugout. Well, you know what? I hate cutting. That's one of the things I love about this station, that we do long-form interviews, 45-minute interviews, and don't interrupt people. That was one of my biggest pet peeves, because I've always done talk radio, and I would get a guest on, and we'd have a break at like a quarter after, like 10 minutes into the interview. And I'd be really interested in what they were saying. And then I would have to take a 2-minute break. And when somebody's in the studio, then you just sit there and stare at them for 2 minutes. It's a very artificial circumstance, because you don't...
I imagine it's probably hard to get that emotion back.
Well, you don't want to talk to them, because you don't want them to say something that they're going to say on the air, off the air. Because you don't want to come back, because the audience doesn't know what they've said. So you come back and you say, well, can you repeat what you just told me off the air? You don't want to do that. So you try not to talk. What I used to do is leave my headphones on. That way, if I had my headphones on, usually people didn't talk to me. And that way we could come back and nothing was said during the break. I always thought if I wrote a book, I would call it During the Break. Because so much stuff has happened that people never saw or never heard that happened because we were in a break or a top of the hour thing and really could never talk about. But yeah, that's where those two things came from. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and heading for the dugout. And then one day, I got used to stopping, and I stopped saying heading for the dugout. And then I got people calling saying, well, what happened to the dugout?
You cannot please them all.
Can't please them all. So I thought, well, everybody's got a goodbye, so I guess that'll be mine. Even though, I mean, I played baseball, and I announced baseball when I was in high school, but I certainly was not the star. So it's kind of weird to use that, but nobody else has ever used it, so it's unique, and that works for me. I'm not Walter Cronkite saying, and that's the way it is.
Toodles, that's my thing.
Yeah, you know...
Why do you say toodles? I don't know, I just always hear.
Well, you got to have unique... I love unique words. Like, my favorite word right now is superlative. I like that word.
What does it even mean?
It means the best.
Oh.
Like, the best in your field. If you would say, you are... When it comes to bus drivers, you're superlative. You're the best.
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
I don't know. You know, the other day I was driving down Delaware Avenue, and I saw that some stop signs were knocked over.
Oh, come on. It wasn't me. Not on my watch.
No, I do think I saw you, though, on Thursday, because you drive the Delaware Avenue route, right? Yeah, I must have seen you. I think it was the afternoon, and I think I was at... Where was I that I saw you? Well, it might have been the hospital. I was visiting somebody at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anybody could do my job as long as you had to find your way to the hospital. Closer.
Yeah, you have a bad route. You know, you have the hospital.
Oh,
route.
No. There's no such thing. As long as we're working with, you know, people, business. I love my job. I have the best job in the world.
Well, I know you know the Judys. What happened to the Judys today?
I don't know Judy Summers. I knew Judy Cressup, and I didn't know Judy Smith, but I've not ever met Judy Summers.
Well, where were Judy Cressup and Judy Smith this morning?
Judy Cressup was probably out shopping, if I know her, and Judy Smith probably was shopping.
I know that Judy Summers is angry because she hasn't won a prize for several months.
I know. Would you like to give her my pizza?
No. We can't fix
Judy,
the...
Judy, if you want my pizza, call in.
We can't fix the contests.
No, it wouldn't be fixing anything. It would be me staring.
No. You know, it's like one of those game show scandals. We'll all be thrown in federal prison if you do that.
Staring is staring.
Well, hey, do you have any plans for the 4th?
No. I guess I'm a loser.
Well, I don't... No. I mean, are you going to go watch, have a steak on the grill, or...
That sounds like a good idea. But, you know, now that all the kids are grown up and moved out, it's kind of like, you don't want to do things just for yourself. Like, I don't cook dinner hardly just for myself, and I can't see firing the grill up just for myself. And it's hard to get everyone together to do family functions.
Hey,
everybody's all over the place.
Whatever became of your kid? I remember when she used to come in and pick the prizes up.
Oh, well, she growed up, and she got her own kid.
Well, she can't be that old. I mean, she was, what, when I saw her, like 17 or 18?
She'll be 20. She'll be 20.
Wow.
This month.
Well, that's not old.
Well, it's old enough they don't want her to hang out with her mom.
So she's living on her own.
Yep. Yep. They all are.
Is she working anywhere?
Yep. Yep. She was at Whirlpool, and then when she got laid off, she hadn't built up enough time to collect unemployment, so she... is working in the Clover Pharmacy on Delaware Avenue.
Oh, she works in the pharmacy. Good for her.
Yep.
So she, like, just, like, the cashier tech person?
Yes. I don't... Honestly, I really don't... Sorry, Molly, if you're listening. I really don't know what she does. I
you know,
she
if,
in the Clover Pharmacy.
If she transferred to the other Kroger, she could work with me.
And that would be a good thing. No,
it would be. It would be the thrill of her life. I keep that store moving. You know, for the longest time...
I can't go on car rides. My kids will ask me, what if we... They'll tell me, you're not listening. We don't want to ride with you. We're not listening to that WWCH mom. There's no alarm.
I'll tell you something funny. For the longest time, because, you know, Charlie and I used to give the prizes out, we'd be there when somebody would come. We thought that your daughter was you.
Oh.
Because she would come in and you know... say the name, but she didn't talk very much. So you really didn't equate the voice with the person. So for a long time, we thought she was Sarah.
I used to always send her in with fruitcake to give to Charlie
Runkle. Oh, you know, I can't wait for the fruitcake toss this year because we're actually going to do it professionally and start it the week of Thanksgiving and really get people in this year. We did it in 5 days last year.
Just do me one little favor, one teensy tiny little one. Make it on a different night of the week because Tuesday is where you have a study at my church, and I don't like to.
You know, I don't remember why we had it on Tuesday, to be honest with you. Normally, I like to do things on Thursday because Monday, people tend not to want to go out. Wednesday is usually a church night. Friday, people go out of town. Saturday and Sunday, we don't do it. So it's usually either a Tuesday or a Wednesday, or a Tuesday or a Thursday. And normally, I pick Thursday because Tuesday's still toward the beginning of the week, and for some reason, it's harder for people to get out. But I would guess it'll be on a Thursday. I don't know why we did it on a Tuesday. I don't know if we had the office Christmas party on Thursday that week. I can't remember why it was done that way.
Yeah, because I felt stupid because I kept heckling Adam and I told him to go down and I just, and then you guys moved on Tuesday and I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm going there now.
Oh, when Adam threw that fruitcake, I just. Thank goodness it wasn't on television. I've never seen such a thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, no, listen. Even
it
Santa.
A slob. Even Adam's a wimp. What are you going to say about
no,
him?
No, I did not say he was a wimp. I just said, I mean, even Santa Claus laughed. I mean, it was bad. That thing, I'm telling you, if Santa Claus would have been standing 5 steps to the left, he would have been cold cocked and in the hospital, and there would have been no presents for kids that year.
And it would have been all your fault.
Well, I didn't know he was going to... I think he thought we were throwing the fruitcakes over on Pearl Street. I don't know what he was doing. But I'll tell you,
well,
Pastor...
Well, you probably got a lot of people that want to call in, so we best get off here.
You got something to do?
Well, Lee probably, like, got his violent fingers ready.
Well, somebody better call in, because Angie's not here yet. And if I'm stuck just trying to wing it... That's not going to be good.
If nobody calls you back in like a half hour, I'll call you back.
Half hour?
I'm going to give some people a chance here.
All right. Well, happy 4th of July, and I'll have the I'll leave it there on Sunday, and I'll let Linda know you'll be there by 10 after on Tuesday.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, so somebody give me a buzz. 41 minutes past the hour. Angie has not arrived yet, so I'm waiting for you. Now, Sarah thinks there are people out there who want to call, and I hope, somebody does want to call. Thank goodness, bail me out. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, good evening.
Don't steal my stuff. I don't want to have to charge you for the copyright.
No, well, I liked it when you said that. I thought it was unique. It is so simple, and then I'm glad she asked about it, because I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I have some of my own Adam beginnings, you know, hello in Radio Land. I hear Linda says hello in Radio Land. I think she got that from me.
Well, some of the other ones that I do welcome to the microphones. I like that.
I'm going to let you know, Sarah got a little better toward the end of the call. I sent you that message. It was still kind of muffled. But
yeah, I don't know why she was really muffled. Sarah, Adam thinks you were muffled. I don't know if you were eating the phone or what happened there. Cell phones have ruined call-ins. You know, when you used to have a landline, we didn't have this problem.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. I got your full blast with the Bluetooth, and glad my hearing is decent.
Well,
it's hard. I hear what you say. Of course, I'm at the gym, so I'm not at the area where they're playing music. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to hear you. But
so tell us what happened at the fruitcake toss last year.
I think I threw like a screwball. You know, I'm kind of a screwball anyway, and it just ended up, you know, going kind of at a wrong angle.
Now, true or false, if Santa had been standing 5 steps to the left, you'd have cold-cocked him.
Well, that's the risk you take, I guess.
Well, no, you were supposed to throw it forward, not to the left.
I can assure you, it'll be different this year. We'll do a little practice. Because you were right about just the technique. I just was probably too arrogant to listen. But I think we'll do a little better this time.
Yeah, it was quite a Quite a Donnybrook.
You know, I got David Lippert's grandson.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If David Lippert's
under his belt, so who knows what he's going to do this year? It may end up in Waldo.
Yeah, but you know, Ralph, I'll tell you, he was our first winner, and I would not count him out.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a technique issue. Strength is only part of the equation. So, see, heading to the dugout, you got that Joe Nuxall, right?
No, Joe Nuxall's was, this is the old left-hander rounding third and heading for home. It's not his thing. But it's comparable, I guess.
Yeah, he had a couple different expressions. If I go to the other part of the gym, I'm not going to be able to hear you. Let me go to the cardio room. It's kind of quiet in there. It's like you sound like you're in the other side of the room.
But sound okay on the radio?
Yeah, you sound great. I'm not sure if you got the message. He was really muffled. Then it got better. It still wasn't as clear as you. You're crystal clear. And I don't know if it's her phone, but she always sounds good when I've heard her other times, so who knows?
It's hard to tell.
I'm in the cardio room now. I mean, it's your thing, but I can hear you.
So you and Dr. Feynman kissed and made up. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have been. We've been talking. It's just a lot of it was the COVID stuff, and, you know, then he likes to rant and say, well, I'm using science from 35 years ago. And I got a little information on that also. No, that's not correct. My deductions related to masks, and this is not even including what Lucas and I have talked about, is based on basic particle science concepts and other things related to how you can mitigate this. And it's not really related to research I did 35 years ago. But not only that, interestingly, Scott, if you look me up in Chemical Abstracts or other places, the research that I did has been cited as recently as last year, which is kind of cool. I didn't expect that stuff I did would actually still be used in furthering that kind of work. But it's the general principles of particle science. So when he said that, that's kind of insulting, because I wouldn't say, well, you learned in history when you were a student 55 years ago is invalid. It is. And all he's learned in half a century is even more valuable. But all I can say is, you know how I feel about the issue. As you can hear, I'm still living.
Now, speaking of you still living, do you have a patriotic song for us for the 4th of July?
Not really.
Well, that's depressing.
National Anthem, those are hard songs to sing, and I'm not going to be like Roseanne and butcher it.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the National Anthem, but there are a lot of patriotic songs.
Yeah.
You don't have one that you karaoke to?
Not really. You know, I was born in the USA, which may be an anti-patriotic song, based on how you look at it. It's been a bit of a topic of controversy, but I don't sing a lot of Springsteen, so not too many. But
Glory Days is good.
Had a couple beers after I could.
Well,
I can hear you better now that it's quieter. They're not playing that horrible gym music in this room. All you hear in the background is the cross-country cross-trainer thing that I'm using. But, I mean, with Ron or whatever you call him, Dr. Feynman, it's been fine. I honestly think God is a little embarrassed, because what he's said about my assessment of COVID, you know, he's not looking like he's right. And it'll be something that we talk about for a long time. Sometimes people are brought together by unfortunate events. He and I agree 100% on the Roe versus Wade stuff, and that's what the show is about. It was, you got a bit like my shows with Lucas. You're right. It's their view of everything. And I told him, no Donald, no COVID. We're just going to talk about Roe v. Wade and associated issues. And it went really well. I mean, he always laughs at my jokes. He's always giggling when we start the show, because I always say something silly and offbeat. And from a historical standpoint, what are the biggest events in his lifetime? Me, I was born just after the Kennedy assassination. So what are the biggest events in my lifetime? How does this rank? And what's the future? Do we need amendments? do amendments even matter? Because we had an amendment to institute prohibition. Another amendment to remove that. So, is any law safe? Who knows?
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. That's for sure.
It's a sorry situation for sure. But that's, you know, in a nutshell, the windpipe 2-minute explanation of the state of the Adam and Dr. Feynman interaction.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Have a happy 4th and keep listening.
Is the young lady there?
I think I did hear her, so I think she's about to round third herself and head in.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic, Scott.
All right, thanks.
I will let you go. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are still open here, 740-751-4038. If you want to grab a line, get in on the conversation, 740-751-4038. 4th of July coming up on Monday. Big, big holiday. Do you have any fun plans for the 4th? Fair coming up, of course. Have a new announcement tonight. The Ice Cream Social. Carry out available at the Marion Salem Church. That's at the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. 1640 Salem Road or Route 95 in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating available. Wednesday, July the 13th, not too far away, 5 to 7 p.m. Sounds good to me. Ice Cream Social. I love the old Ice Cream Socials. I think I went to this one last year. I believe I had a piece of pie and some ice cream. Good stuff. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 77 degrees and partly sunny skies. I don't think it ever did rain here yet. Hopefully they have a good time with Red, White, and Boom tonight down in Columbus. What other announcements do we have coming up here? Well, this was a new one this week. Saturday, August 13th is the Cornhole Tournament over in Caledonia. Steve Young's Memorial FOP Lodge. If you want to register, 740-251-7437. And the proceeds from this go to Christmas in the Village, which they have asked me to MC again this year. $20 a player. So that's August 13th, 11 a.m. over in Caledonia. We've got the Farmers Market, which goes on in Caledonia every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meat, crafts. They are a food card vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older. Weekly raffle, vendor products, weekly 50-50. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. What are you doing tonight? You know, I took a trip over to Prospect today, and the railroad tracks are out, are being worked on over in Prospect. So it's kind of a mess over there right now. It's hard to navigate through Prospect on a normal day. But when you get over there, thank goodness I was on the right side of the railroad tracks, but I couldn't get over them to get on the bridge to go down and get a soda at the dollar store over there, and the pop machine didn't work. So it was a whole calamity of affairs. 52 minutes past the hour, July the 1st. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Flying solo so far tonight. 77 degrees, partly sunny skies. You know our category earlier today, I don't know if we finished it off or not. No, I don't think we did. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? Now we had hot dogs and flags, but there were three answers that we did not have. Does anybody know what you would give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs and we've got flags. Does anybody know what the three remaining answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the three remaining answers? What do you give a kid on the 4th of July? Number one was hot dogs. Number five was flags. But we don't have 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4 are still out there for you to guess. All right, maybe this is a guess. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to give the very lame answer of ice cream.
Ice cream. Let's see. No ice cream on the list.
Okay, see you later.
Good guess, but ice cream not on the list. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs, and we've got flags. Three answers in the middle. 740-751-4038. Now, I believe somebody did guess sparklers earlier. I was surprised that was not on the list. 740-751-4038. What are the three remaining answers? Does anybody know? Let's see. We advertised the cornhole tournament, the ice cream social, the farmer's market, the fair coming up. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have the Harvest Happenings Festival, October 8th and 9th. That'll be in the fall. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $2 admission. They're going to have all kinds of things, face painting, hay rides, train rides, local vendors. That's at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, chili cook-off that day, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. And a portion of the proceeds from that event will be donated back to the local junior fair board for kids at the fair. All righty. 55 minutes past the hour here. Did anybody hear the Harding-Nan Britton letters that I read this morning? What do you make of that whole thing? You know, they were swapping letters way back in 1917. 3 months before she gave, or 3 years before she gave birth to the child. Go ahead, caller.
How about a glow stick?
A glow stick. You know, no glow sticks on the list either. This is a very complicated list.
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, just thinking that something a kid would want to do, you know, not give him anything dangerous.
I know. Do you have any big plans for the 4th?
No, I usually just stay in. Usually have my son over, but he can't stand the heat with his asthma and stuff. He's been having a lot of breathing problems.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of people this year who've had asthma and allergies, that it's been a rough year for that.
Yeah, it was brought, well, he was in the Navy, he was in 9.5 years, and he had to come out because of it, because he's in that nuclear subs and everything, and they gave him, like, you know, an honorable discharge, but that's what brought him out of the Navy. He wanted to make a career.
Now, does he have to use an inhaler?
Yeah, he uses, has to use all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I tell you, asthma is a very difficult illness for people who have it. That's got to be the worst feeling in the world, not being able to breathe.
Yeah. Where's your sidekick at tonight?
Well, she had to pick up her daughter at the fair. You know, they've got the lamb over there.
Oh, that's right.
She should be here, though, anytime. She went to pick her up. I don't know. She might have got sidetracked. Hopefully she's here for the second hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that, for having the lamb over there.
Yeah, I hope that turns out okay. I think it will. I think the lambs look happy last time I saw them.
Yeah, that's one of the better parts of the fair when you usually go is the animals, I think.
Well, I hope Monday, or well, any day next week, I hope we get a lot of the kids to come over and be on the show. It's fun to talk to the kids about their animals.
Yeah, I know when you and Charlie done the thing here and decided for Bratwurst and talked to the winners and stuff and the runners-up, and I thought that was really good the way that went.
Yeah, I hope we're able to do that at the fair and at the Bratwurst Festival again this year. Those are the two events I really like to go out and do because it, I tell you, the people in Bucyrus, they are a class act. The way they have to get those dirndls, those dresses, I mean, it's a project to be part of the Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah, a lot goes into that, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's good hearing from you.
But I was going to ask something now. I slipped my mind. I'm getting old.
Well, if it comes back, give me a buzz.
Okay, Scott. Have a good one, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 58 minutes past the hour, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Going to break here in about 90 seconds, but give me a buzz. I'll tell you, we are not getting this category very well. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs, and we've got flags. But there are still three other answers. Is anybody going to place a guess here before we're out of time this hour? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you give a kid on the 4th of July? Hot dogs are good on the 4th of July. You get a hot dog out on the grill. There's nothing like a good hot dog on the grill. That's better than a microwave hot dog or a boiled hot dog. You get it from the grill. You put it on the bun. You put some good stuff on it. Now, see, I'm kind of strange in the fact I like mayonnaise on hot dogs. Now, don't knock it till you tried it. It's actually very good. But I know most people go the ketchup or mustard route. But I like the mayonnaise. Hellman's or Miracle Whip. Whatever you call mayonnaise. All right, we're going to do a break here. Hopefully Angie will be with us when we come back on the other side. Hope you're having a great Getaway Friday as we head into the big Independence Day weekend. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Get some subs, and we'll come back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just sit my prayer to the real God. I say, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer.